thanks for tuning back in. I pray what I shared with you in the last video really helped you. Thank you for joining me for part two. Now, as promised, in this video, I will share with you the rest of the essentials for you to get the most out of what we covered yesterday. Now, this video is going to be interactive, so you're going to need a pen and paper to take note of the questions I'm going to ask you. And this is worth doing because there is a prize which I think you'll be quite interested in winning. And even if there was no prize, you'll find these exercises to be so enjoyable that you'll want to do them every day. In fact, it's what I recommend you do until your environment is a replica of the vision that you have imagined. So, pay close attention to the questions, write them down, and have a good think about them. Really use your imagination and email me your answer. I'll let you know why with all the details at the end of this video. Okay, so here we go. I want you to imagine it's midday and I call you at work and I say, meet me at 9 p.m. this evening in the town centre under the big town clock. I have something really urgent to tell you. We can't have this conversation over the phone. Promise me you'll meet me there and make sure you come alone. And you say, okay. And as you're about to ask why, the phone cuts out. So you try to call me back, but there is no number. So at 8:45 p.m. that evening, you begin making your way to meet me as agreed. Now, it's a dark, cool night. It's quiet, and you get there a few minutes early, and you're looking around waiting for me to come. You take the occasional glance at your watch, and at 9 p.m. you see someone approaching your direction. But you can't make out who it is because the person is wearing a hood covering their eyes. And as the person gets 10 feet close to you, they begin to pull back their hood, and you see it's me. And I come up to you looking really shifty as if I don't want to be seen. And I say, look, I don't want you to tell anybody yet. And I look around to see if anybody's looking. And I take you to a corner where prying eyes won't be watching us. And I continue, I don't want you to tell anybody yet. It's top secret. But, and I reach in my pocket and I say, I've invented this pill and I've tried it with 100 people so far and I want you to have it because it works great and I think you deserve it. When you go home and take this pill, you'll wake up the next morning and you will be living the rest of your days in the manifestation of your wildest dreams. I can promise you it's perfectly safe. It has no side effects whatsoever. It's been proven and tested and it's successful 100% of the time. Now, every person who has ever taken this pill has paid me $327,000, but I'm giving it to you for free because you're my friend and I really think you deserve it. I want you to have this. It's yours. And I put it in your hand and I close your fist and I say, take this right before you go to sleep and when you wake up, you will be living your dreams for the rest of your days. And then I hurry away and disappear in the distance. So, you make your way home, and right before you go to sleep, you say your prayers, and you take this pill. Now, you know, when you wake up, because I'm someone who you can trust, who would never lead you wrong or lead you to do anything unless I was 100% certain it would work out in your best interest, you go to sleep peacefully. And you wake up, and sure enough, you notice you are well and truly living in the manifestation of your dream. Now, I want you to tell me what it looks like. I'm going to ask you some questions and give you some instructions to make this experience as real as can be. And I want you to imagine vividly what life is like now you're living your dream. What does it look like? What are you doing? Really get in touch with how it feels. Smell the smells, hear the sounds, feel the temperature, the textures, feel the emotions, see the colors. What are the emotions you are experiencing? Feel it and live it passionately in your mind. And what I want you to do is go through your ideal day right from the moment you wake up till the moment you fall asleep. Feel it and live it passionately in your mind. What are you doing to advance the kingdom? How does it feel to know you have abundance for every good work? All sufficiency in all things to spread the gospel and minister to the poor, planting churches, hospitals, orphanages, schools. How does it feel buying airplanes for mission fields, sending Bibles, sending missionaries, or even going yourself, improving living conditions of those in poor villages, providing them with water, food, shelter, education, medical care? How does it feel witnessing winning souls? How does it feel to have a missionary training center, community projects? How does it feel buying television and radio networks for the gospel to be preached? How does it feel knowing you are walking in your calling on the grandest scale? How does it feel to know the work you are doing has great significance and your contributions in time and resources are appreciated by God? So much so that you keep experiencing the favor of God at every turn, constantly being bombarded with unexpected blessings, constantly living with a heartwarming satisfaction and true fulfillment that you are doing your best to do God's will, and He is really pleased with you. Your relationship with God is strong, and you are bearing His fruit. You're in constant communication with God. You feel His presence with you, and you just want to worship Him at every opportunity. All you do is for His name and glory. You only want to please Him. Your every word and meditation is always pleasing in His sight. And because you've been hanging out with God so much, you have been transformed, and by nature, you manifest His character in every circumstance. You're like Christ in every way, humble and selfless, putting the needs of others before your own. You owe no man anything but to love Him, and you love Him as yourself. You have control over your emotions. You never worry or get anxious. You are calm and manifest the fruit of the Spirit. You love loving people, even your enemies. You experience constant joy. You are always at peace. When things don't go your way, you are long-suffering. You manifest patience. Nothing seems to bother you. You're gentle and tactful with how you address people and their issues. You love doing goodness for others. You have strong faith. Your spirit is meek, calm, and tranquil. You exercise temperance and self-control in all things. By God's power, you are able to righteously handle persecution and afflictions well. You want to bless those who despitefully use you. You have victory over sin, and you experience joy when you go through trials, knowing that your character and faith is being strengthened. The kingdom is your top priority, and because you seek the kingdom and His righteousness, all things are added onto you. You are now living the life Christ has called you to live. You constantly feel at peace, knowing God's word sustains you and that He has angels working invisibly on your behalf. And they are literally always there. And you are filled with an overwhelming feeling of gratitude. You are a true disciple. You love God and you do His commandments, carrying out the will of God. In fact, your highest ambition is to do His will. By the power of His Spirit and your belief in Him, you are doing all the things Jesus did, which He said you will do also. God is showing Himself strong in you, and people flock to you because they know God works through you in a mighty way. How does it feel knowing you're walking in the fullness of what God has made available? You operate in godly wisdom. You acknowledge Him in all your ways and He directs your path. You can clearly discern God's voice, and when He impresses something on your heart, you act in boldness. You have an undying love and compassion for mankind and their salvation, and there isn't enough you can do for God. You are fearless and determined to obey God's voice. You are strong in faith, unafraid to seize any opportunity God speaks to you about, because you're fully persuaded He is guaranteed to meet your every need. You live knowing nothing is impossible to you, and you are able to do all things through Christ. Now, with all that in mind, knowing it's all possible, write about your ideal day right from the moment you wake up till the moment you fall asleep. And don't write about it as if this is what you want it to be like. Write about it as though this is the way your life is. And you are telling your testimony on a television segment, knowing your story will encourage and inspire millions of people watching. Feel it and live it passionately in your mind. What you're doing here is conditioning your mind. As I mentioned in the video yesterday, see and feel yourself actually doing what God says you can. So often that you are certain that because all things are possible with God, you will be doing it by first experiencing the results in your head, imagining what you want perfectly. Remember, perfect practice makes what? Perfect. And as you practice doing this daily, that reality will become more real to you than the circumstances around you. And eventually, the circumstances around you will conform to the images you've imagined. God said, nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Get clarity on what you want, because what you focus on determines your actions, and actions determine your results. So the point of this whole exercise is not only to condition your mind, but to also find the big reason why you must have what you have imagined. And also find the reason you cannot miss out on what you want. This is so you can discover what I call your primary driver emotion, which will compel you to take action unrelentingly until your ideal is achieved. Now, if you're wondering why I've been instructing you to passionately feel the feelings of your visions, it's because although you may think it's the outcome you want, what you may not have realized is that it's not the vision which actually drives you. It's actually the feeling of having accomplished the vision that excites you. When I wanted to dunk, what I really wanted was the great feeling of being able to do it. And that's what I'm trying to get you to identify with, because you can actually experience those feelings before actually having physically lived in the vision, by using your imagination. Just like you can feel the feelings of biting into a big, juicy, sour lemon. vividly on your mind to the point where it's so real you begin salivating in your mouth. You can get the feeling in your mind without the actual experience. And so when you take action and when you have setbacks on the way to your vision, all you need to do is get in touch with that feeling. The feeling you know you will feel when you accomplish your vision. It keeps you going. See, because focus determines feelings. Feelings determine decisions, and decisions determine actions. And as you know, actions determine outcomes. So, focus and get in touch with the emotions of your dream and envision vividly how you think you will feel having accomplished your vision. Then you will find your primary driver emotion. Write down why you must experience your vision and why you cannot miss out on it. Make it really painful and unbearable. Now, back to writing your testimony as if you are already living your dream and you're being interviewed on a television segment, I also want you to answer these questions in the same manner. When you first started out, what was your desired outcome? How does it feel now you've achieved it? How did it feel the first moment you realized you achieved it? What does it feel like having what you always dreamed of? Which scriptures did you stand on which have manifested in your life today? Describe some dreams you had which manifested. Name three. What things are you doing now that at one stage you felt was impossible? And I want you to describe each of your answers with how good it feels and describe the imagery of what it looks like. Now, what I want you to do is send your answers to myvision@faithboosters.com. Feel it and live it passionately in your mind. Write about it as if it's currently happening and you're telling someone about how good God is. Not only will you thoroughly enjoy it, but in it you will find the big reason why you must have what you envision, and also the reason why you refuse to live without seeing it come to fruition. And when you act, by God's grace, you will be living in the vision you have imagined. Make this part of your daily routine. Every day, enjoy a few moments living your dreams vividly in your imagination. Now, I was going to wait until the end of this video to tell you, but I can't bear to wait a moment longer to tell you. The reason I want you to send your answers in is because I'm going to select the 10 answers I like most, and those I select will receive a full scholarship for Faith Boosters. I'll be sure to contact you if you've been successful. Elliot Odell, challenge you to take God at his word. I'm looking for case studies of people who will boldly take God at his word and experience his promises come to fruition. Will this be you? What's all this about? Well, 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shew himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him." You see, God advances his kingdom by advancing his people, but most of his people don't even know who he really is, what he is capable of, and what they are really capable of with him. Now, the principles in God's kingdom which cause people to push the boundaries of their potential and excel are little known principles. And I'm on a mission to make these principles common knowledge. The thing is that knowledge without applying it is as good as having no knowledge at all. And I've noticed that people who do have knowledge of God's word are scared to obey God's word for fear of what might happen to them. But there's no reason to fear. You only need read Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36, Numbers chapter 23 verse 19, Isaiah chapter 11 verse 55. The bottom line is, making the principles of God's kingdom common knowledge is just half the battle. Making his principles common practice from a heart of righteous motives is the real challenge. After ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. So, I challenge you to not only be a hearer of the word, but a doer. And you will see God fulfill his promise to you inevitably. I want people to see through you that they are the determining factor responsible for the outcome of their lives, and also that they are not products of their environment, but their environment is a product of them. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your experience will be inspiration and encouragement to others to have confidence in God, to take him at his word, and see his promises fulfilled in their lives too. Now, bear in mind, we shouldn't present our petitions to God or act on his word to prove whether he will fulfill his word, but because he will fulfill it. Not to prove that he loves us, but because he loves us. You have to understand, without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So just take God at his word. Make your petitions and take any necessary action God leads you to do, and he will grant his abundant grace to bring his promises to fruition. Now, I want to know what God does for you. Whenever you have something God astonishes you with, or you have any kind of breakthrough, or you have anything happen to you, you would love me to share with others, which you want to give God the glory for, be sure to write to mytestimony@faithboosters.com. I want others to see what God is doing in your life. And I'm genuinely interested, in fact, obsessed would probably be the better word, to know how God makes good on his promises in your life. I've seen God do amazing things for people. So don't be surprised if I call you after reading your testimony, wanting to hear your voice telling me your experience firsthand. No, seriously, don't be surprised. I just love to hear what God does for people. And I love sharing stories of people just like you with my friends and other people I come in contact with to inspire them to take God at his word and trust him. so that they too will take action and be amazed as God fulfills his promises. So be sure to write to me. I'd love to hear from you. You and your experiences will be inspiration and encouragement to many all around this planet. People worldwide will share in your joy and be encouraged by what God has done in your life. Not only will sharing your experience be inspiring to others, but it actually makes God feel good and appreciated. He gets pleasure when you give him the honor due to his name. Anytime you give God glory publicly for what he has done, you are making him look good and, most important of all, true to his word. And considering all he does for us, it's the least we could do. God deserves all the praise he can get. I don't know about you, but I want to glorify him as much as possible at every opportunity. And in case you didn't know, anything you praise God for, he will multiply in your life. Now, when you write me your experience, make sure you leave me your name, your location, and of course, let me know what God has done for you. It is very likely you will see your testimony posted on the webpage www.godanswersyes.com/testimoniesgalore.html. Tell your friends and family about it. You can watch it together. It will be wonderful to know your experience of God's goodness will be seen by others all around the world. You may see it written there or in a video of me reading it with a screenshot of your email. And don't worry, I will make sure your personal details are not visible. Please note, I will assume, if you are emailing me your testimony, that you are okay with me sharing it with others. So if you don't wish for me to share your experience with the world, please make sure you say so. Oh, and if something has happened as a result of something you learned from one of the products you invested in, make mention of that as well, so others can see the value in number one, investing in themselves, and number two, actually using what they learn. Mention which product it was, what it said to do, what you did, and what happened as a result. Let me know how you found it. Did it open your eyes to something you didn't see before? Does it feel good to be certain about things you never knew about before? What difference has having the wisdom from what you learned been of benefit to your life? Why would you recommend it to somebody else, and how will they benefit? You know, giving God the glory for what he does in your life really blesses him and makes him feel appreciated. A lot of our petitions are gimme, gimme, gimme prayers, but seldom do we turn around and tell God thank you, just to pray and say thank you. Sometimes we may do privately, but I think it's even better when we do so in front of others and take God public. You see, after Jesus healed the woman with the issue of blood, Jesus wanted her to acknowledge the blessing she received. The gifts which he offers aren't to be secured by stealth or enjoyed in secret. So the Lord calls on you for confession of his goodness. He said, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God." That's in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 12. You see, your confession of God's faithfulness is the agency he has chosen for revealing Christ to the world. We are to acknowledge his grace spoken of in Scripture, and the most effective way to do this is with the testimony of our own experience, where God has fulfilled his word to us, letting those know around us that the God we serve is alive and still honors his word today. We are witnesses for God every time we reveal the working of a divine power in our lives. Everyone's individual life experience is unique to them, and God's desire is that your praises ascend to him, marked with your own individuality. acknowledgement and praise of His grace, when supported by a Christ-like life, have an irresistible power that works for the salvation of souls. When the 10 lepers came to Jesus for healing, He instructed them to go and show themselves to the priests. And they were cleansed on the way there, but only one of them returned to give Him glory. The others went their way, forgetting Jesus, who had made them whole. How often do we do the same thing? The Lord works continually to benefit mankind. He is forever imparting His favor and blessings on our behalf. He raises up the sick from beds. He delivers people from dangers they weren't even aware of. He commissions heavenly angels to save them from calamity, to guard them from the pestilence that walketh in darkness, and the destruction that wasteth at noonday. But their hearts are unimpressed. He has given all the riches of heaven to redeem them, and yet they are unmindful of His awesome love, and their ingratitude closes their hearts against the grace of God. Like the heath in the desert, they don't know when good comes. So acknowledge God and give Him praise openly, and in trying times, remember how His faithfulness kept you and delivered you in times past. Although you may be experiencing challenges and a lot of things may not be as you want them, remain sincerely grateful for the many things which are going well for you. One thing I would encourage and highly recommend you do is keep a journal and document God's blessings. It's for your own benefit to keep every blessing God gave you fresh in your memory, because your faith is strengthened to claim and receive more and more. You get far more encouragement in the least blessing you've received from God personally than the encouragement you get in all the accounts you can read about the faith and experiences of other people. The soul that makes acknowledgement to the grace of God will be like a watered garden. His health shall spring forth speedily. His light shall rise in obscurity, and the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon him. So let's remember the loving kindness of our God and the multitude of His tender mercies. Like the people of Israel, let's set up our stones of witness and inscribe on them the precious story of what God has done for us. And as we review His dealings with us in our Christian voyage, let us, out of hearts melted with gratitude, declare, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people." The world wants to see evidence of the God you serve in your life. And God wants to show evidence of Himself to the world through you. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shew Himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards Him. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, God's consecrated people, this grace, favor, privilege was granted and graciously entrusted to proclaim to the Gentiles the unending, boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exhaustless riches of Christ, wealth which no human being could have searched out. When you tell others what Jesus does for you, they will be more open to be approached about giving their lives to Him. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they, "Among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them." The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. the Bible is Jesus in word form. He is the Word. And so when he was physically on earth quoting the Word, he wasn't quoting something that was outside of himself. He was actually the very thing he was quoting. So for you and I to be a true testimony, we are to not only share what God and his Word has done, but we are also to be consistent in showing others we are examples of the Word itself. The Word is Jesus, and we are to be examples of him. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Scriptures are the agencies by which your character is transformed. The Holy Spirit comes to convict of sin, and faith springs up in the heart, working by love to conform us in body, mind, and spirit to Christ's own image. Christ, who is the Word. We are to be conformed to the image of the Word. Jesus became the Word. The Word became flesh, so that we who were flesh could become the Word. So we, the flesh, could become as Jesus. We are to become the Word we quote. We are to be what we are quoting. When Jesus left in flesh, his presence on earth is now in word form again. Lo, I will be with you always. And when we read it and become it, the Word becomes flesh. It is our responsibility to make Christ, which is in word form, to become manifested substance again. Genuine faith claims the favor of heaven by complying with the conditions on which mercy is to be granted. Genuine faith has its foundation in the promises and provisions of the Scriptures. A possessor of genuine faith realizes faith without works is dead and is a doer of the Word. Now, as I mentioned before, I'm looking for case studies. I don't want you to just feel good because you know about the Word and you know what to do. Knowing without application doesn't get what I want for you, which is results. I want you to feel good because you not only know what to do, but you also do what is necessary, and therefore you feel good because you know you have qualified for the fulfillment of God's promise, and because you know he is faithful to honor his Word. And so therefore you will have God's promise come off the page of your Bible to being your experience in life. That's why I want you to feel good. And I also want you to feel good because your destiny is within the control of your own decisions and free will. Therefore, you are not a product of your environment. Your environment is a product of you. So when you conform to the lifestyle of the Word, the blessings of the Word will be made blatantly evident in your life. So take God at his word, act on it, and become it, and watch as God's glory is made manifest in your life, with blessings overtaking you at every turn. I'm really excited to hear from you about the wonderful things God does for you. So let me know. Give God the glory. Write to mytestimony@faithboosters.com. Also, remember to send the answers to the questions of your vision. Feel it and live it passionately in your mind. Write about it as if it's currently happening and you're telling someone about how good God is. Not only will you thoroughly enjoy it, but in it you will find the big reason why you must have what you envision, and also the reason why you refuse to live without seeing it come to fruition. And when you act by God's grace, you will be living in the vision you have imagined. Make this a part of your daily routine, living your dreams vividly in your imagination, and enjoy it. So send your answers to myvision@faithboosters.com, and you could be fortunate enough to win one of the 10 full scholarships for Faith Boosters. Speaking of which, the Faith Boosters official launch is coming really soon. If you're on the early bird list, you will be among the very first to know when it goes live. Okay? Keep an eye out on your email, and I will catch up with you soon. Bye-bye.